Father, we are so grateful that you have given us this living hope. And we pray, Father, that today, as we open your word, it is through your Spirit that we find ourselves surrounded by your presence, and we're able to come to your feet and learn from you. It is our purpose in life to look more like you every single day, so we pray that you guide us with your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Today, the title of this sermon is Don't Miss It. And I want to start by telling you that this week, my wife, Melanie, she approached me, and yesterday, Friday, was my birthday. So she approached me early in the week, and she said, what do you want to do for your birthday? And usually, my wife is a great birthday party planner. If you need someone to plan your birthday party, let my wife know. She plans the best birthday parties, but I'm not a party person. As a matter of fact, I remember one of the first years she ever celebrated my birthday. We were just dating back then. I think she was, we were in our teens, and she was so excited to do a surprise for me. And I don't do well with surprises. They make me nervous. When you put me in the spot, I don't like it. And she had planned this whole thing. She had invited every single one of our friends, every single one of both family sides, her family, my family, all siblings. So like everybody to her house, and she asked everybody to dress up in costumes to make it a costume party. And she had this whole party planned out, and I didn't know about it. And she took me out to eat, and after eating, she was like, well, let's go to my parents' house now. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm driving her to her parents' house. And when we are approaching the house, there's no cars outside or anything suspicious. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, it's just a normal day. So we open the door, and as soon as we open the door, I see what it felt in that moment. It was like 1,000 people screaming, happy birthday! And I should have probably been like, oh, thank you. But my reaction was like, literally turned around and walked away. Kind of went to a room. I remember I went to a room and hid in a room for like the next 10 minutes to process, okay, there's a lot of people here, prepare yourself. Don't do well with parties, especially surprise parties. But every year, Melanie always tries to plan something special. And this year, she was like, so what do you want to do for your birthday? And I told her my deepest, truest desire for my birthday, which was, I just want to stay home and no one around. And to be honest, this is what I told her. To be honest, I want to pretend like I'm sick. Don't get up from bed all day. Just stay in bed all day. And you bring me food, like maybe some soup. You bring it to me in bed, and I'm just there watching TV because I'm sick. Like, she's like, nah, that's not what you want for your birthday. I'm like, that is what I want for my birthday. It's my deepest desire. It only took me 10 years married to you to tell you. This is my deepest desire. Just stay home and rest. Sleep. Especially with a baby that doesn't give us much rest or sleep. So all I want to do for my birthday is rest. But there's another reason why I wanted that for my birthday. The reason is because I have found that sometimes in the parties, in the celebration, in all the balloons, in the cake, in the preparations and decorations and invitations and all the Asians, sometimes we get so caught up that we miss the person who we're celebrating. And it's no longer about the person as it is so much as the perfect party for the person. And maybe the person doesn't want a perfect party. All they want is some intimacy. All they want is to be able to eat together, talk together. So this year, Melanie did great. No birthday parties. The only reason why I got up off bed was to go to First Watch and eat breakfast, but then we went back to the house and I jumped right into my bed and she bathed me all day. And it was great. I ain't gonna lie. I cannot wait for next year. But here's the thing. This year I enjoyed my birthday more than ever because she made it all about spending time with me. Sometimes we miss the point of this week. And certainly, the Jewish people at the time missed it. You know, in the Bible, John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13 says, "The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches, and went out to meet him, shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel.'" You know, the people of Israel, sometimes, I don't know, like maybe you guys knew this, but this was new information to me, like until a couple years ago when I did a deep dive and study into this topic. But I didn't know what the people of Israel were really there celebrating, because it says that the crowd was gathered because of the festival. What festival? Well, Passover, to be specific, which we kind of know what Passover is. Like if you have heard it but don't really know what Passover is, it's the celebration of the remembrance of the time when God delivered the Jewish people, the Israelites, from Egypt. Specifically, to be more specific, is the moment when God told them that they were to take a lamb and sacrifice a lamb and put the blood of the lamb on the door, the door frame of their houses, and that a spirit of death was going to pass through Egypt and it was going to kill every firstborn. But if you were covered by the blood, your house would not be touched. And when that happened, the people of Israel were spared from this plague of death. And after this is when the Pharaoh of Egypt made the decision of, okay, take your people and leave. And Passover is the celebration of them remembering the miracle that God did through the lamb that day. But I want to be more specific, because they were gathering for Passover, but it was not Passover yet. As a matter of fact, I want to propose to you that, to be more specific, what they were really celebrating that day was not Passover. What were they celebrating that day? Well, I did some deep search, and I found out two things. Number one, for a large crowd to gather by the temple could only mean that it was not a weekday, because people would have been in the markets, people would have been still traveling, people would have been in their works, fishing. There was only one day in the week that everybody was free to gather around the temple. What day is that? The Sabbath. So it had to be a Sabbath. And number two, if it was a Sabbath and it was the Sabbath before Passover, I did some research, and the year our Lord Jesus Christ died, the Sabbath before Passover happened to fall on the calendar, the Jewish calendar, to be Nissan 10. And you are, what does that mean? I have a Honda. I have Mazda. Nisan is the month in the Jewish calendar, the 10th day of the month, to be exact. And the 10th day of the month, there is a celebration that all Jewish people knew as Shabbat HaGadol. Can you look to the person next to you and say, Shabbat HaGadol? I'm going to teach you what that means. You know the word Shabbat already. What is Shabbat? We use it all the time. Sabbath. Sábado. Spanish. Throwing a little bit in there. Shabbat, you already know. But what does HaGadol mean? HaGadol means the greatest, the biggest, the best Sabbath. And that day, it happened to be that they were celebrating Shabbat HaGadol, the greatest Sabbath of all. What made this Sabbath great? Well, let me tell you. What made this Sabbath great is that on that day, 10 of Nisan, was the day that God commanded them that they had to go out and find a lamb in Egypt. They had to find a lamb and prepare the lamb for sacrifice. So the people of Israel that are in Egypt, they're given commands on this day, Nisan 10, Shabbat HaGadol, to go out of their houses, find a perfect lamb, and prepare the lamb for sacrifice. And this day, years later, people are gathered by the temple, probably already buying their lamb, preparing their little lambs for the sacrifice of Passover, when they hear that Jesus of Nazareth is on his way to Jerusalem. And if you read the chapter before, Jesus had just resurrected Lazarus. So news are spreading fast. He's done miracles before. But this miracle, somebody that has been dead for 4 days, and he says, wake up, buddy. What? News are spreading fast. And although they're there to celebrate Shabbat HaGadol and to choose their lamb, and they're there for a big celebration, when they hear that Jesus of Nazareth is coming to Jerusalem, they drop what they're doing. And they say, could this be the king that we have been expecting? So they throw a big party. And the way you receive a king was grabbing palm branches and receiving him as he was entering the town. So they go and they grab all the palm branches and they receive Jesus as their king. They are crowning him and shouting, Hosanna! And crowning king our Jesus Christ. But they missed the point. They got so caught up on the celebration that they missed that day they were choosing not a king, but a lamb. I don't know if you guys knew that. I learned that a couple years ago and I was like, whoa, that's deep. They thought they were choosing a champion. They thought they were choosing a political liberator. When God had already told them that on this day, you will be choosing a lamb for sacrifice. So we know what happened. They crowned him king. And just in a couple days, when they saw that this king would not rebel against the current government, would not do the things that they expected him to do, that he was not himself claiming to be the king and trying to overthrow all governments and all the leaderships and everything. When they saw that in just a couple days, they switched. And they went from saying, Hosanna to our king, to say, crucify him. The Jewish people missed it. And it is my prayer that we don't. But it is so easy to, just like the Jewish people got caught up in the celebrations and the traditions, it is so easy to get caught up on the traditions and celebrations that we think we are getting close to Jesus because of the traditions and celebrations, but in reality, we're driving so far and far away from Him. Because in the middle of celebrations and traditions, we get preoccupied with the things we have to plan and the things we have to do. And we want to hang out with the friends that are there and the families. And no longer it's about the person, but it's about the party. And I wonder if this week we will get caught up on all the pageantry, the egg hunts, the candy, all the bunnies. And we're getting ready to celebrate what happened instead of choosing our lamb. I don't know if this was holy coincidence or if it was just, it happened to be, I don't know. But do you know what day is today? Of all days? 10th day of Nisan. Shabbat HaGadol is today. Today, as we speak. And the Jewish people around the world are celebrating right now the day that they're supposed to pick out a lamb to be slaughtered on Passover. Us as Christians, we don't really celebrate Shabbat HaGadol. It's a forgotten thing. But what if we bring it back? What if we decide that today we're choosing a lamb? A lamb that His sacrifice will not have to be a physical sacrifice that we have to do, but a lamb that was already sacrificed for all eternity, and all we have to do is put our trust and hope in Him. But what does it mean? What does it mean to choose Jesus as our lamb? You know, as the years pass by, I realize more and more that when I was younger, I always claimed to have Jesus as my Savior, but I really didn't know what it meant to have Him as my Savior. So today I want to show you an actual illustration of what happens when you choose Jesus as our lamb. I have here, let me see. I have here a planter or a pot to symbolize our lives. Because, you know, we're jars of clay, the Bible says. So this is a planter of clay. And what happens is that when you fall in love with Jesus, can you remember the time you fell in love, like that first time that you fell in love with Jesus and you said, I want to give my life to Him? I want you to think of that time. Because when that happened to you, you were... I don't know about you, I'll talk about me. When that happened to me, I was so deep into it. So, like, in that moment, I was so in love. I was so, like, I couldn't even describe how I was feeling. I was crying that day. I was like ready to leave everything behind. I was like, if God would have asked me that same day, you have to leave your family behind, you have to leave everything you know and follow me, I would have done it because I was like so in. And I want you to remember that day, because that day, God made you into a new clay, a new pot, and you decided that you wanted to make Jesus displayed in your life so that everyone could see that Jesus was king over your life. But as time went on, sometimes the same day off, you went home and you opened Netflix and there was a new show in there that you're really interested in. So, you know, you're like, Squid Game. Jesus, but have you watched Squid Game? It's pretty good. And then you were like, you know, Jesus, but I really like basketball. And if you like NBA, you'll know that San Antonio Spurs are the best team. So, we have Wembanyama. He's our victor, our champion. So now I have Jesus, but also I like the Spurs and I like Squid Game. And then you're like, well, you know, I like some Hispanic music, you know, so I don't know, Luis Fonsi. It's right here, tiny in a corner, because I'm not really into. And as days pass, as time passes, you start filling your pot with all the things you're interested in. My favorite color is blue. My favorite food is. And little by little, I start running out of space. I drive a Mazda. To the point where no longer can you tell that Jesus is even in there. Because now when people meet me, I'm like, have you watched Squid Game though? Who do you vote for? What do you think of the current economic thing that is happening? I'm gonna put it here, politics. And no longer can you tell that Jesus is even part of my pot. And here's the thing, then you realized that your life has been filled with things that shouldn't be that important, that shouldn't take center space in your life, that shouldn't be filling your pot, and you wanna clean it. But there's no real way to clean it. So what do I do now? I gotta choose a lamb. Because the lamb can clean it. He's the only one that can. So when I go and choose the lamb, here's the thing. When I go and choose the lamb, and I spend time with him, I will hear his voice say, if anyone would like to come after me, let him deny himself and take up your cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. So what Jesus is saying is, if you want to follow the Lamb, if you want to follow me, the only way to follow me is denying yourself, picking up your cross once a year. Picking up your cross daily, which what he's really saying is, you have to die to yourself every day. So I don't care about your little pot right now because it's filled with things that is not me. So what I want you to do is, if you want me to be your lamb, if you really want to choose me, you got to do this. And that's beautiful. That's pretty. That's beautiful and pretty. Because then God will give you another pot. And when God gives you another pot, you're like, all right, Jesus, I got it this time. I got it. Woo! Even bigger. I got it this time. Not making the same mistake. But I really like Elevation Worship music. And you know, I really, really like my family, and there's nothing bad with my displaying my family in here, so family. And if we're really, like, considering all things, my political party is it's not something to be ashamed of. And like now I'll try to watch shows that are not so bloody and so like bad. So like I'll start watching more like comedy shows, I guess. So, and that show is pretty good. It's nothing bad. They don't have any cursing or anything like that. So I'm gonna write it here. That's okay. I mean, did you watch the new Marvel movie? That's pretty good. I'll write it here, but tiny. And you just made the same mistake. I have good news though. We have a lamb. And you can choose to follow him. Just as long as you're willing to do this. Over and over and over again. Because it's a daily thing. It's a daily decision. So I'm asking you today to not miss it. Do not miss it. Today of all days happened to be Shabbat Hagadol, the day where God instructed the people of Israel to choose a perfect lamb for sacrifice. And this week we're reminded of the sacrifice through Easter. We're reminded that he resurrected. But hey, the resurrection of Christ will have no effect in your life unless you choose the lamb. So, what good is it for us to celebrate the resurrection if we don't choose Jesus today? Let's pray. Father, we are sorry because we have missed it many times. Even this week, as I was getting ready for this sermon, I missed it. Every single day, without even realizing, we allowed things that are not important to take center stage in our lives, and we miss it once again. So, Father, I am thankful because today you have provided a lamb, and we're able to choose this lamb and start all over again. Thank you. Thank you because you give us the chance to die to ourselves, knowing that we will receive brand new life, breath of life every single day, just as long as we continue coming to you. But more than that, we're thankful because we know that the day is coming where you'll give us the ultimate life, the ultimate resurrection, the gift of being in your presence forever and ever. So this week, we don't want to miss it. As the world celebrates and they don't even know what they're celebrating, we know, and we choose you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.